neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Like plum, hulu, and so on. What's the bracha?
Ha'etz.
Do you eat sometimes?
Like badum. Badum is ha'etz also?
No, inside the fruit. Inside the fruit. So what bracha do you say?
Ha'etz.
So if you eat it together at the same time?
Your tooth would break.
I'm sorry?
Your tooth would break.
No, no.
Then you don't say second bracha.
So one bracha for both. So if you eat it by itself, so you say ha'etz. But if you eat it at the same time, you have the plum and then you break the seed and then you have the seed, so one bracha will cover it. Same thing if you eat coconut and you drink the juice, so you say ha'etz on the coconut, and what bracha you say on the juice?
No, if you do, if it's together, same bracha covers
it. At the same time when you eat it and drink it, one bracha. Ha'etz, drink it. Same thing with watermelon. Some people scoop the juice from inside the watermelon. You say ha'adama, and then you drink the juice. That's at the same time.
But if you do it separately?
Separately, then if you like to have the seed or the juice, it's a separate bracha.
Smoothie.
Smoothie?
Yeah, like you put it in a blender.
Shehakol. Yeah, as long as any type of jam, compote, or smoothies, that the fruit is not recognizable, so then you say shahakol. But if you can see the pieces of the fruit, like pineapple and so on, then you have to see the bracha. Like the strawberry jam and so on, make sure it's badatz. Badatz.
Coconut juice, it's shahakol also, right?
Yes.
What is it?
Ha'etz. Yeah. But it has to be checked. Yeah.
How do you check
blueberry?
You rub it around and there's nothing in it.
No. It show pictures will scare you.
In goes inside.
Yeah, it has to be bodek. Has to be bodek. They have the frozen one. The frozen bodek, try to get those only. The bodek frozen, they have many Baruch Hashem today. So mostly it's frozen. So if the seed, let's say it's bitter, some of them are not that sweet. So what about how you say? So we have general rule on the fruits. If it's not ripe and it's edible, you say?
Shahakol.
Not ripe. So now that by itself, it's edible, it's not bitter. Is it bitter?
It's not ripe.
So you say ha'adama. But those fruits that is not ripe, but is edible, you say shehakol. But if it's bitter, it's not edible, I guess it's very, very sour. Great. Puree.
Narange
is not that bad. People eat it. No? They eat it as it is. So now, if the seed is bitter, then you make some type of sweets with it, like jam, and cook it with sugar. Then you say shahakol. If it's edible, it's not that sour. Same thing like vinegar. Some people like to drink vinegar for digestion and so on. If it's very, very sharp, so don't say bracha. But if it's drinkable, it's not that strong, so then you say shahakol.
But if you eat puree and you enjoy eating it,
shahakol, yes. No, it's shahakol. Yeah. But one thing on the side, the same thing as as far as the any wine product, grape product, if it's not mevushar, so you have to be cautious about contact the goy. So the same thing applies for sour grapes. Many, they don't know about this. They buy sour grapes that doesn't have hechsher on it. Sour grapes, abi kure, also you have to be careful because they don't cook it or the way they is made. So it's the same thing as yain or the grape juice that is not mevushar.
So what's the difference between sour grape and regular grape?
Regular grape is highest.
No, as far as the...
Same thing.
The
juice?
No, the juice. Regular grape.
No, grape, we don't have this forbidden halakha.
So how come we have for sour grape?
No, only the juice.
Oh, only
the juice. Now, other types of seeds, like sunflower, pumpkin. What's the bracha? What bracha we say? Hadama. Why hadama? Yeah, but it depreciates anytime that you have the fruits. And then, like, let's say cashew, what bracha you say?
Ha'etz.
It's not the main fruit, no. So now, here, today, because...
Popcorn is hadamah.
Popcorn is hadamah, yeah. But don't eat too much. Sorry?
Cashew.
Yeah, cashew.
Whatever it is.
Is it hadamah or ha'etz?
You always say
Ha'etz. But it used to be Hadama, no?
Before, yes, because we did not know whether. bottom handy.
Right, bottom handy. Yeah, that's true. It was Hadama, but because the demand became that actually the cashew find a very big market. Like this is a Sichuan peanuts. The product that they make from the peanuts is called bamba. So now there's a teshuvah that you say shahakol or you say hadama and bamba.
So
now,
sorry? From
the nut itself or the Spanish one? No, the one bamba, the people are the kids are addicted to it in the package. So now here, all these items like cashew, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, bamba. Because now the market is actually, it's not that they plant the watermelon for the watermelon itself. They plant it for the seed, for the sunflowers. So now, if you buy it in the market, in the package, you have to say hadama. Follow these items. The cashew also, because there was secondary, now it became main. Because a lot of cashew eaters. So you say ha'etz, and the sunflower seed, pumpkin seeds, and so on. But now if you make it at home, like let's say you had a watermelon, as good old days, they would take it out, dry it, and roast it. So that's shahakol. If you make it at home, it's shahakol. But if you buy it at the market, because the demand, the way that all these items has been put in the market. It's not for the sake of the squash and the watermelon and so on. Yeah, they plant it just because of the seed. So that becomes the main. So it's a hadam. But if you make it at home, then you have to say shako.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.